May 30th, 2021, the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the more a soul lives only for himself, the wider the abyss between his heart and mine. Pleasing me needs to be every soul's priority. Pleasing me is the impetus behind all the commandments. The little soul who is self-effacing does not surrender his freedom to live according to my commandments. Whatever interferes with peace of heart needs to be avoided as a temptation against the peace I desire every soul to have. Do not believe that the new world order is the panacea of world peace and security. On the contrary, it paves the way for the Antichrist, who is these days waiting in the wings, ready to be the one world dictator. People do not recognize him, as his pretense is all peace and security. Do not believe that surrendering rights makes you stronger and the world a more cohesive place. You are as strong as your independence from evil allows you to be. Cling to your rights under the Constitution, which was inspired by me to bring union in righteousness. Be warriors of truth, for truth is the foundation of peace. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.